This is Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. This is GQDN. You know me as Joe. Brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. Now, and stackup.org as well. Today, we talk about, well, it is June 1st, so it is Pride Month. So, hey, Xbox, got some stuff going on. A little bit of World of Warcraft news in the Daily Show. How about that? And some Diablo Immortal news. What? But today, what is good for Activision is brought, the first story is brought to us by Axios.com and a wrongful death lawsuit has been dropped. Now, the parents of Carrie Morianhan, and I do apologize if I got the names wrong, did ask the California court to dismiss their lawsuit against Activision Blizzard over the death of their daughter. That is according to a recent court filing. Now, the request calls for the, quote, entire action to be dismissed and will not be filed again. Family's lawyer and an Activision rep both declined to comment about the dismissal. So, both the parents and Activision did criticize the Anaheim Police Department for their investigations into their daughter's death, which the county coroner did determine that that was a suicide. So, when Carrie Morihan's death has been referenced without the use of her name in the state of California's July 2021 discrimination and misconduct lawsuit against Activision as an alleged example of the company's problems regarding sexism and sexual misconduct. And Activision did dispute many of the allegations in the California suit, which it does continue to fight. And they did say that Carrie's death had no bearing on the case. So, the case has been dropped. Now we stick with Activision Blizzard, and this comes to us from DualShockers.com. And on a brighter note, Diablo Immortal is getting a release date and time. So, coming in 2 days, June 3rd, Diablo Immortal will be available for supported platforms, and it begins at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. BST, 7 p.m. CEST, and 2 p.m. BRT on June 2nd, 2 a.m. KST, 3 a.m. AEST on June 3rd. So tomorrow, time to go to hell. That's what it's going to be. For Android users, your operating system must be Android 5 or higher. Processor be a Snapdragon 600 or Exynos 9611. Your RAM must be 2 gigabytes or more. Storage must be 3 gigs minimum. And the GPU should be Mali G72 MP3 or Adreno 512. iOS, higher than iPhone 6S. Operating system should be iOS 11. And storage should be 4 gigs or higher. PC, 4 gigs RAM. Operating system, Windows 7, 8, 10, 11, 64-bit. So Windows 7 or higher. CPU should be Intel Core i3 or AMD FX8100 or higher. GPU, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 460 or higher. ATI Radeon HD 6850 or Intel HD Graphics 530 or higher. Storage, minimum 25 gigabytes. So go have fun there. And the next coming to us from Polygon.com, and Activision Blizzard said that the return to Lordaeron Quest, talking about World of Warcraft, does center around the Forsaken to their capital city, which was indeed bombed and plagued at the start of Battle of Azeroth. Once the players complete the quest, they unlock red eyes and rotted skin. Completing another quest, Path of the Dark Ranger, unlocks the Dark Ranger outfit. So yes, you can look like Sylvanas. Or cosplay it. This comes and apparently 9.2.5, which is out now, or I think maybe it's not out now, maybe it's out soon, but basically you get to play a look like Sylvanas. Interesting. Talk about changing colors, and I heard this on the official Xbox podcast today. You can officially buy, if you have an Xbox controller, only Xbox, not Xbox designed, but Xbox controller, the LGBTQ controller. Very colorful. Very colorful indeed. And it's not just for the controller. It's also for Forza 5. And there are some other games that are involved in this with an Xbox. So go ahead, take a look. They are all customizable, so hey, customize as you want and enjoy. Now, talking about Xbox, last article was, I believe, from Destructoid, and so is this one. Xbox does have a pretty good lineup coming starting today. So the Xbox Game with Gold is giving out 4 free games, starting with Avian Colony, Project Hi-Rise, RTX Edition. Avian Colony runs all month. Project Hi-Rise comes out June 16th and will end July 15th. Super Meat Boy is out today, but ends on the 15th. And Rascals comes out after Super Meat Boy from the 16th to the 30th. So yeah, go ahead and take a look. If you have an Xbox, no matter what series, X or S, go check them out. While you're checking those out, Eurogamer.net says that Knockout City is now going free to play. Now, this was really projected that this could happen. So, on all the different platforms, you know, after Villain announced that it would be taking over publishing duties, the free version of Knockout City and Season 6 City of Tomorrow are now online. So, with that, this is now free to play. So this is going to be very interesting to see what players actually do. Now, we go to Blue News, bluenews.com. And if you like a swimming game, then you might like Silt. Silt is out today. And you can discover nature in the undersea, which includes, does include some very strange creatures and organisms under the water, and unexplored ruins and ancient machinery hidden beneath the water's surface. Can you survive? It does look pretty interesting. Maybe not for me, but it does look pretty interesting. Now, we will end today with Madden. They did announce their cover, and this comes to us from GameInformer.com. And Madden, John Madden, died this last December. But in lieu of this, EA Sports, I felt that they should give him a tribute, and they are doing just that. There are 3 different covers. The All Madden Edition, what I see here, is a young John Madden breaking through some paper, holding a football. Very happy look on his face. The iconic one, signed picture of John Madden, him winning the Super Bowl as head coach of the Raiders. And the last picture is, I'm thinking that's him at Fox, considering the gray hair, diagramming a play on the touch screen and him looking at the camera all at the same time. Those that have grown up watching John Madden in the booth, primarily on CBS and on Fox, we will all miss him dearly, as do I. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. You can go check us out at thedawnforge.com. You check me out at Joe Brums, and we'll start seeing about all the PlayStation stuff tomorrow. We'll talk about that here, probably later in the day. See you tomorrow. Go play some games, people. And rest in peace, John.